Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Supporters and opponents of payday lending squared off during a House Finance Committee hearing yesterday evening. The opponents include representatives from the AARP, AFL-CIO, and State Treasurer Gina Raimondo. They call payday lending a predatory practice that traps vulnerable people in a cycle of debt. Representatives from the payday lending industry responded by calling payday loans a useful service. Donna Rocha works for South Carolina-based Advance America, which operates 19 locations in Rhode Island. She says the $10 cost of a $100 loan is affordable for most consumers.
Our customer is very satisfied paying the $10 per hundred versus the overdraft fees of between $35 and $37, maybe even based on a dollar cup of coffee that they've overdrafted on.
The House Finance Committee voted to hold the two bills that would reduce the interest charged by payday lenders for further study. The National Transportation Safety Board has proposed lowering the blood alcohol content for drunk driving from 0.08% to 0.05%. Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports the proposal, and Gabriel Abadi from Rhode Island Mothers Against Drunk Driving says the group is happy the issue is back in the spotlight.
We're concentrating on our own campaign called the Campaign to Eliminate Drunk Driving, which has three components. And we're hoping, we've been supporting these components since 2006, and we really do think that, when it comes to fruition, we'll be saving an awful lot more lives.
Opponents say states and not a federal agency should set the legal limit for alcohol. In East Providence, a contentious recycling facility is shutting down, and Rhode Island Public Radio's Bradley Campbell reports the Department of Environmental Management will pay the property owner to remove all construction and demolition debris from the site.
When Transload America Pondview applied for its operating license in 2011, the DM required it to post a bond in case it closed. And, well, the DM just announced such a closure. So the DM will now use $610,000 of bond money to clean up the site. Now, some residents are upset that the person who brought the recycling to the neighborhood in the first place, property owner Ken Foley, will be in charge of the cleanup. But the DM's Associate Director for Environmental Protection, Terrence Gray, says there is a good reason for having Foley lead the cleanup.
Property owner has kind of a special role in this because of their role kind of as the final guarantee that the closure will be done.
Gray says Foley is financially responsible if the cost of the cleanup goes past the value of the bond and a separate line of credit. That means it will come out of Foley's own pocket if the project costs more than $800,000. Gray stresses taxpayers are not footing the bill. He adds that DM inspectors will be present throughout the cleanup to monitor air quality in progress. Most of the debris will be shipped away to Ohio via rail. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And police say they've arrested the man accused of attacking a Brown University student, now in critical condition at Rhode Island Hospital. The student is Brown basketball player Joseph Sharkey, who was hit over the head while standing on a Providence street corner. Police believe some sort of altercation took place before the assault. They have arrested Tori Lucier in Connecticut, who will now face an extradition hearing. He's accused of hitting Sharkey on the head, causing serious brain injuries.